In the new film Calvary, Irish actor Brendan Gleeson plays a priest who has a date with murder. The darkly comic drama was a hit at this year's Sundance Film Festival, and our critic Bob Mondello says Calvary amounts to an existential detective story.
Father James is a tough-minded, thoughtful guy, a widower and recovering alcoholic who came late to the priesthood and has found it suits him. He's popular with his parishioners and in tune with the coastal Irish village they live in, so he's just as unprepared as we are for what he hears in the confessional as the film opens.
I'm here to listen to whatever you have to say.
I'm going to kill you, Father.
Certainly a startling opening line.
But the parishioner is not out to startle. He's aggrieved in a way that has him wanting to cause real pain. Pain to match the pain he's been bottling up for decades.
I was raped by a priest when I was 7 years old.
Why don't you make a formal complaint?
What good would it do? The man's dead. There's no point in killing a bad priest, but killing a good one. That'd be a shock.
So he gives Father James a date, Sunday a week, tells him to put his house in order, and leaves the confessional. Father James goes to a superior who is concerned, if not concerned enough, to stop eating as they talk.
So do you know who it was?
Yes, I know who it was.
Do you know him well?
Well enough.
Knowing this man as you do, do you think it was an idle threat?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You didn't grant him absolution, obviously.
He didn't ask for it.
Well, there you have it. The man is not penitent. There is no contrition. He's threatening to commit a crime, not asking for forgiveness for one. The inviolability of the sacramental seal does not apply.
You're saying I should go to the police?
I'm not saying anything, James. The choice is yours.
Which leaves him back where he started. Now, while Brendan Gleeson's barrel-chested Father James knows who's threatening him, we don't, and as he makes the rounds of his parish, talking with the police inspector, but not about the threat, because the inspector's male prostitute is there, or arguing religion with a squire whose wealth brings him only bitterness, you start to realize pretty much any of his parishioners could be the one. Well, maybe not the jailed rapist cannibal, played in a nice bit of perverse casting by Gleeson's real son, Domhnall, but certainly the arsonists, adulterers, and coke-snorting doctors in the flock. Their callousness leaves him regularly astonished, never more so than when he confronts a butcher he suspects of beating his wayward wife.
Are you laying into her, or what's going on?
No, that's that black fella that she's been seeing. I mean, the current fella she's been seeing. Sorry, I didn't mean to be racist there. That was a slip of the tongue. I think she's bipolar, or lactose intolerant, one of the two. And if I'm honest with you, I'm kind of glad to have her off my hands.
But even if this new fella's knocking her about?
But you must have to do with me.
What?
Not everyone can carry the weight of the world.
All the while, the clock keeps ticking towards Sunday a week. Filmmaker John Michael McDonough also worked with Gleeson on The Guard, an entertaining action comedy that barely hinted at the depth of feeling they find in Calvary. If this film is bleak and corrosively funny in about equal measure, it's also so clear-headed about the human cost of the church's abuse scandals that it qualifies as something of a leap of faith, past the forgiveness preached in, say, Philomena, to a more rigorous accounting, one that has a kind of cinematic grace. I'm Bob Mondello.